I want to thank everybody. I also wanted to acknowledge that a comrade, Ajamu Baraka, with the Black Alliance for Peace, is also a person who was supposed to be here today. And in his stead, comrade Brother Lepa Freeman will be participating. He is a part of that alliance. And I can't think of anything more significant. I mean, you have the Black is Black Coalition for Social Justice, Peace and Reparations. You have the Black Alliance for Peace and the entree of African people into this whole discussion about war and peace is something that's very important, very critical. Our community has to be mobilized and understand this issue of war and peace.
Good evening, everyone. I really appreciate particularly Sister Betty's remarks about the environment, because too often we don't include a struggle for the planet and the environment, and when we're talking about justice and the dire state that we're in, that if we don't advance our cause and make this revolution, the whole planet is at stake. And so that was incredible in terms of the ecosystem and the need for changing things. My name is Nefa Freeman. I'm here on behalf of Brother Ajamu Baraka, who is the national spokesperson for Black Alliance for Peace. And the tagline for Black Alliance for Peace, what we say is Black Alliance for Peace is against war, repression, and imperialism. And I think most of us here probably know the interrelated nature of war, repression, and imperialism. We obviously, if you're for peace, then you're against war. But we have to know, to be against war, we got to be against repression and imperialism. And those things are distinct, but they're interrelated. We have to understand that. So one of the first things we have to say, and in accordance with everything that has been said today, particularly when we talk about peace, the Black Alliance for Peace is not a pacifist organization. It is an alliance of many organizations that understand the nature of erecting, resurrecting, or strengthening the peace movement with the radical Black tradition. The radical Black tradition and its founding by its nature is internationalist, understands the struggle of all oppressed people around the world. We have to support them even if they're not African. We're down with the Palestinian struggle, we've been down with the Irish people who are struggling against British colonialism. It doesn't matter, we're for all oppressed people, particularly African people, because we are African people, but everybody. So we're internationalists. The Black radical tradition asserts that we are anti-capitalist. Imperialism, war, all these things are buttressed by the capitalist system. We understand that the only way to get peace is through justice. We have to fight for justice. We have to support those who are struggling for justice by any means necessary, even if they're doing it through armed struggle. People think that's contradictory, but we understand that's like the liberal politic and a conditional politic. In other words, you can only be struggling for peace if you're nonviolent. But we understand sometimes this oppression gives us no other option but to defend ourselves. And we can only defend ourselves sometimes through taking up arms. And so we're not a pacifist organization. A lot has been said about AFRICOM. One thing that has not been said about AFRICOM is that AFRICOM is, and I concur with everything else that's been said, but it's also a mental assault on African people, particularly in the United States. It's a mental assault because it perpetuates the myth and the falsehood that Africa needs policing by benevolent white supremacist U.S. capitalist forces. AFRICOM has to be seen in the same light as the proliferation or the militarization of our communities, the occupation of our communities. Black Alliance for Peace is for the withdrawal of all troops from the African continent and all of our colonized communities around the world. That includes our communities within the United States. And we talk about troops in the United States, we talk about all the MPD forces, the SWAT forces, the DEA, and all that to come and occupy our communities. We talk about troops that operate and work on at the behest of the imperialist capitalist system and white supremacy. And so we're for withdrawing that. We need to understand that AFRICOM is the counterpart to the FBI's collaboration with local law enforcement against our people. And we talk a lot about the assault right now, and not only that, because people talked about the history, that this isn't new. This has been our repression and oppression has gone on since we were stolen from the continent of Africa and brought to these shores. We should also recognize, I mean, a lot of us probably know about the counterintelligence program of the FBI that was to assault the social justice liberation movements within the United States, particularly Black liberation forces. At the same time, the FBI was doing that, the CIA was carrying out a counterpart assault on the continent of Africa, overthrowing governments, creating coup d'etats, and then after that, militarizing the continent of Africa with small arms and giving small arms to forces that were really not having an ideological clarity to advance a liberation struggle. Same thing happened here. Dumping arms into our communities with the, you know, with the cocaine, crack cocaine epidemic and all these kind of things. So we're killing ourselves as what one of them called assisted genocide. They assist us doing this. It's by design. It's not a reflection of our inferiority or anything like that. So we have to understand that. To the fact that America and Americanism cannot be extracted or distinct from white supremacy, we have to understand that African American is an oxymoron. It is the tying of two opposing ideas, Africa, African, and being American. If being American means the settler colonization of this country, the obliteration of even African states like Libya, or keeping Haiti and where all our communities around the world under a thumb, then we obviously cannot be American. To be African and to assert Africa is to assert an identity that is against white supremacy, capitalism, repression around the world. It's against what it means to be this Americanism. They even have the gall to talk about America to the neglect of brothers and sisters from Latin America, America, as if it's not a continent. And they say, they'll go there and like Americans, talking about U.S. settler colonists and being in a place in Latin America, and then don't even consider that America. And so it speaks to the white supremacist nature of it. One of the things also the Black Alliance for Peace is for, when we talk about U.S., we're for U.S. out of Africa altogether, not just the troops, because we have to understand how neocolonialism works, the machinations of neocolonialism, the all the outward trappings and the design, the dress that looks like independence, but it still means the dependence of the Africa countries and Africa's continent is dependent or under the thumb of imperialist and Western forces. And so it operates in insidious ways. The U.S. Agency for International Development, Glenn talked about the CIA and these forces, and so there, and the, what even was the John, that wrote the book Economic Hitman, talks about just the World Trade Organizations and the World Bank and all that kind of stuff impose and support and maintain neocolonialism in the continent of Africa. So we have to be against the troops, but we also have to be against neocolonialism in all its forms. And then the oxymoron nature of African American we can see in this recent incident in Niger. In Niger, there was caught that the troops that are part of AFRICOM. Here we see all of this fanfare, all this media stuff about the young brother, the David Johnson, who was killed. And in people's indignation about this and how it was treated, they inadvertently support Americanism. They inadvertently don't even ask the questions about what the hell are these troops doing in Africa. What is the role of David Johnson and all these other people in Africa? And then talk, and they even have pride, Usher pride, and then being a five-star family and all this other stuff. And this brother actually is a victim of neocolonial thinking and a victim of the poverty trap. So we have to, I'll say this last thing, the Black Alliance for Peace is for exposing and repealing the 1033 program that is designed to take as issue the arms from military and putting them into the police forces in our communities, which shows also the nature of this. But also, and last thing, in terms of this militarization, we talk about it, it's an industrial complex. It is insidiously intertwined with capitalism. Not only are they dominating Africa through military, people make money. When the U.S. military budget is designed, that money goes to contractors. I mentioned the mercenaries. These are people getting paid, right? They have no interest in creating peace anywhere. It's profit. we have to understand the insidious nature of that, and then we have to oppose the military budget, and then also realize that just to take a sliver, people fighting for the Affordable Care Act and all this other stuff, you just take a sliver of the U.S. military budget, not only can you provide health care and education, universal health care and education to people in this country, you can also give it to other countries around the world. So we're fighting for things under the guise of Americanism and American values. We really need to be pushing a revolutionary, black radical tradition, ethos, and ideological projection, and then implementing that into our struggle today.